It's been a week of players stepping down, retirements here at One Bills Drive, and the latest came today in an open letter written to Buffalo Bills fans, published in the Players Tribune, written by our guest right now on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Happy to have now former Bills defensive back Aaron Williams on the line with us. Aaron, good afternoon. John Murphy and Donald Jones here in Buffalo. How are you doing? We miss you here.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Long time no talk, dude.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Good to hear your voice, and good to read your open letter in the Players Tribune. It had to be difficult to write that, Aaron, and it sounds like you did a great deal of introspection and self-examination before you wrote that article in the Players Tribune.
Well, I appreciate that. It was very hard. It took there's a lot of emotion going on through the whole process of writing this article. I wanted to sit down and actually take the time and evaluate everything that happened through the last 6 years in Buffalo, and I try not to miss everybody that was important to me that got me to the journey where I'm at today, and hopefully I got everybody that, you know, feels like they were a part of it. If not, you know, I'm telling you guys now, thank you guys so much, City of Buffalo. John, even you, man. Donald, even you when you were playing. I appreciate you guys, everything you've done. John always allowed me to be on your show and sure. Allow him to express my opinions and everything. So, but yeah, it was hard, but at the same time, it comes time where every athlete has a time clock, and unfortunately mine just happened to be today. So it's part of it, and just got to move on from it.
Aaron, of course, we've had a chance to speak on multiple occasions about your injury and what you want to do moving forward. But at what point did you come to grips with, man, this might be it?
Week 16 after the last game. I told myself that I'd give myself a whole year to just give myself another chance to get an opportunity to play for another team. And I stuck in there for a long year, and it's, Donald, for somebody that's kind of been in my position, you know how hard it is to be on the side, watch people play, and trying to maintain that your the way you play, the way you go out there and do what you do. It's hard to keep and maintain that speed, that strength, and everything. So it was hard, and but that timetable came and expired. So it was just, you know, I had to accept it and kind of move on and get ready for the next chapter of my life.
Former Bills safety Aaron Williams on the line with us, who made his retirement official today in an article published by the Players Tribune. I would encourage Bills fans to take a look at this, theplayerstribune.com. An open letter, really, to fans of Buffalo. And you start, I don't want you to recap the whole article or go through it, Aaron, but you make it pretty clear that you felt like you owed Bills fans an apology. And that's how you start this post. Can you tell us why you felt that way?
I just felt like we got on the wrong foot. You know, I was very new and very young at the time when I came to the city, and you know, there was a lot of things I saw before getting to the league that I thought that I was chasing for, and I thought when I had it that it would be amazing, and come to find out it's really not all that what it cracks up to be. You know, the little things in life are what really matter. Seeing people smile and be happy and feel encouraged, and to just have them be better in their lives, just to be a great role model. That's what really mattered to me in life. And after I realized those first 2 years, I see how much I was, you know, giving out to the community and just trying to make people's lives just a tad bit better. You know, everybody goes through things in life, but I wanted to be that positive guy to come in someone's life and try to boost them up, you know, more than anything else.
Aaron, you feel like a lot of players come into the NFL the way you did when you get drafted in. I mean, really, all you're so bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. All you want to do is play football at a high level. You think about everything that's going on. You're living in the moment, possibly partying, doing whatever it is that you do in the off-season or on your off days. But do you feel like guys really understand the moment that they're in and embrace it?
No, man, not at all. And I don't think you really can. I mean, even when we go through the things like the rookie symposium, we have all these veteran guys coming back and telling us to really cherish the moment and to understand that what we have is something truly special, and it's such a blessing that when we're in that business, when we're, you know, playing, going to practice and meetings and game days, we don't really cherish the moments. Like, we don't really see what it's like when we don't have it. So, I mean, you can tell a guy cherishes the moment as much as you want to, but once that moment, once that time is gone, you know, it's kind of hard. That's when you're like, man, I wish I enjoyed that experience a little bit more. But I mean, that's just growing in life, I feel like. So I feel like every athlete or every football player does have that that reality, that dream, that kind of fantasy world of having the fame and the money. But at the end of the day, life is so much more than that.
Aaron, you talk in your article written for the Players Tribune how your first 2 years in Buffalo, you apologized for them. You felt like you said you weren't really feeling Buffalo and you thought maybe fans weren't really feeling you or getting you. But something changed after a couple of years in. What happened? What changed your perception then?
Just, reevaluated my life. What was important to me, what made me happy. The things that I thought would make me happy didn't make me happy at all. So I kind of had to just reevaluate my values and what I was looking for in life. And, seeing kids come when I warm up, when I was playing and I was warming up, it was so much fun, man, bringing kids and just teenagers or even adults to come on the field with me and just warm up, just to see that brightness in their smile, just to brighten their day for that maybe 10 minutes or whatever it was that I had the opportunity to interact with them. That was actually more fun than going to a club and spending $3,000 on bottles to make people happy. I mean, just little things like that really made me kind of switch my values and what really matters in life.
So now what, Aaron? I mean, you and I, of course, have talked about what it is that you possibly might want to do in the future. You sound like you want to do a lot of giving back and teaching the younger players. So what's in your future? Coaching, media, business, what do you have?
Horses.
Man, horses.
Horses will always be there. But honestly, man, I don't know. You understand, you've been through this. I have a few ideas, but, as those ideas come into effect, sometimes those ideas just don't come through fully. I've always thought about going back to baseball, thought about going acting. I thought about coaching. There's unlimited stuff that I want to do, and I'm grateful to have enough time. I'm still young to kind of try out these new adventures in life, and we'll see where it really takes me.
Hey, Aaron, in your letter to the Players Tribune, your letter to Bills fans, you also point out some significant people in your tenure here in Buffalo, including ownership and obviously the fans, Donnie Henderson, and some of the trainers. I mean, you kind of touched a lot of bases there, and people that you thanked and people that you thought were important to your tenure here with the Bills.
Yeah.
But I wasn't in there. No, I'm just playing.
I knew you were going to say it, man. I apologize. I knew I was
going to
miss a couple
players.
Nah,
it's all good, man.
But, no, man, like, I went through a lot through those 6 years in Buffalo, man, and a lot of great times and a lot of crappy times. And like guys like Sean and Donald and Fred and George and Dr. Cappuccino. And I mean, the list can go on. I can go on forever, but those are the guys that really changed my life. Like my second year, I was at the lowest point where I felt like that was it for me, like 2 years in the league and that was it. But the people that I had to mention were those people that really impacted my life to where I had turned around and it made me the man who I am today. So, but it's not just the people I mentioned in the letter. It's literally everybody that I have interacted with in Buffalo in some form or fashion. Now, whether it may have been good or bad, either way, I learned a lesson out of each and every person that I've met. So I've been very grateful in the city of Buffalo.
I love the fact in your article you said Buffalo will always be the place where I grew up, where I became a man. That says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, man, absolutely. I mean, being born in one place and then raised in another place and then, living in another place, it's just you come so far from being where you had a dream and then making that dream a reality and then carrying that out and then being bigger than what you thought you could be and then, being considered a role model, man. I mean, it's just so much has gone, and I'm getting a little emotional just talking about it, just because, man, I miss the game. I miss being around y'all. I miss being around my teammates. I miss being around the game, the grass, everything I love. I just hopefully, whatever happens next in my life, that I have the same drive, same attitude, same energy that I brought to you guys, and I have to thank you guys a lot for that.
Hey, Aaron, Eric Wood just retired a couple days ago. Well, he's leaving football.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Right. He's leaving football. but the doctor said he won't be able to play anymore due to his neck injury. Have you had a chance to speak with him at all due to the reason why he won't be playing anymore?
No, I haven't. I had actually got the news a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I didn't want to hit him up initially right then and there because I know the feeling of getting the news like that. And then everybody bombarding you with so sorry messages and, you know, empathy messages and all that. And it's a lot. And I understood him. So I just reached out to him, texted him, told him I'm very proud of his career. I was very honored to be his teammate. And I know what he's going through. And if he has any questions, man, I'm always a brother to him. No matter what the issue is, I'm always there for him. And I had to let him know that. And if he ever just wanted to talk, just life. You know, that's one thing I feel like we as players need to do a lot better job of when we retire is, you know, help each other out in this tough time. You know, Donald, for you, I know guys who retire, it's a tough transition, man, and it's hard, and it's a lot harder than what people think. And I just let Eric know that I'm there for him no matter what. So I haven't heard anything about why he had to retire or the discussion. I just reached out to him. I didn't want to really bother him, but just reached out to him for a little bit.
Aaron, you are a couple of weeks away from returning to Buffalo for the celebrity roast of Fred Jackson. It is 2 weeks from tomorrow, February 15th, and people are getting set for that. If you need more information, you can go to WGR550.com, their website. You're going to be on the panel. Eric Wood will be there, Brian Scott, Fred Jackson's brother, Patrick will be there. A chance for you to tee off and start hitting Fred Jackson pretty hard, one of your better friends on the roster, huh?
Look, I just want to let everybody know that's listening. If you want the best time, the best laugh of your life, I suggest you be at this roast because I can't speak for Eric and I can't speak for Fitz and Patrick, but you know your boy comes with it, with all jokes and all types of entertainment. So I suggest you guys who are able to go to the roast to make your way there, and I would love to meet and talk to everybody that's there when I get a chance.
The next chapter of your life, you could be a stand-up comedian. Maybe this is your debut, Aaron.
I think I'm going to let Kevin Hart and Dave Chappelle, guys, handle that for a while. I got some work on that before I do any of that.
All right. Well, we will see you there in a couple of weeks. It is, as I said, on Thursday, February 15th, and you can get more details on the WGR 550 website. Aaron's coming back for the Fred Jackson roast. Aaron, congratulations on a great career. Obviously, you have a lot to think about, and you've put it all down on paper for folks to read. I would encourage anyone to go to theplayerstribune.com to read Aaron Williams' essentially open letter to the fans of Buffalo called To Buffalo. Thanks for this, Aaron. Good luck to you.
Hey, John, real quick, man. You watched me grow up. You watched me since I was a rookie. And I've watched you since you started your show, man. I want to say I'm very, very proud of where you came and how far you accomplished, man, from your show to what you've been doing with the Bills. And you continue to do a great job for them and broadcasting out, you know, the great games, man, because you do a hell of a job.
Thanks, Aaron. That's nice. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, man. Y'all have a good one.